It is time once again for us to get into the Word of God as we do every day at this time. Give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And joining us this morning, as he has all week long, Pastor Nathan Branham from Grace Fellowship Church in Lima. Pastor, welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys. Morning. Good to be with you again.
Good to have you with us. But you nonetheless set history yesterday with our first munch from the Lima studios.
Oh, man, it was monumental. It was so exciting.
Well, we're glad to have you back with us today, and we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
Thank you so much, guys. Well, all of this week, we've been talking about God showing us pictures in our lives that directly relate to the spiritual things that he's doing. And today, I'm defining this now for the first time. We've been looking at 1 Corinthians 15:46. It says, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. And so I'm defining this as the photo first principle. And that is, we can look around our lives and see God is giving us a snapshot or a picture of what he is doing in our spiritual lives by the things we see in our normal everyday lives. And let me add another verse to that. Romans 1:20 says, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. And so as you and I are living our lives, God wants his work in our lives to be so clear that we don't have to be overly spiritual about it. We don't have to look long, hard, or far. All we do is see what's going on in our lives. And one of the areas we've been focusing in on this week is the fact that in the United States alone, that nearly 20 million people per year have their identities stolen, and that translates to roughly $200 billion being taken and stolen from people. So what are we to learn from that? Is there anything we can learn from that? Absolutely, and that is that the enemy of our soul, so that is the natural, that's the picture he's giving us, right? It's like a snapshot. And then we look and we say, well, what's happening in the spiritual realm? And the enemy who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, that is Satan, John 10:10, he wants to steal our identity. Well, yesterday we defined what our identity is, and we generally derive our identity from four areas, and I have the acronym, which unfortunately I didn't mention yesterday, but I am now, is defined by the acronym NAME. And the N is our name. Who were we born to? What is our parents' last name? It defines us. And then the A is our attributes, our abilities. What can you do? If I'm very talented, well, man, I should feel strong about who I am. Next is our makeup or our mirror image. Are you pretty? Are you ugly? Defined by the world standards. And then the final E is our exclusions. What things can't we do? Am I sick? You know, if you look at your driver's license, they'll say he has diabetes or he has glasses. But here's what you and I need to know is that our identity has to be rooted in relationship, and it always is. So, guys, if Donald Trump walked into the studio right now and said, men, I'm going to adopt you, that would be pretty awesome. You would get the Trump name, and guess what? You'd have full access to everything he has. Or maybe that wouldn't be so awesome, I guess, depending on your political viewpoint, right? But it's always got to be rooted in relationship. And here's what we're talking about is having our identities rooted in our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And last thought, when it's not rooted in our relationship, here's what happens. First thing is we underestimate what God can do for our lives. And we see this in Exodus chapter 1, verse 8, when Israel was held in bondage by Egypt all the way back in the Old Testament. Again, God giving us another picture from history of what happens in our lives. Listen to what happens here. It says, now there arose a new king in Egypt over Egypt who didn't know Joseph. And he said to his people, look, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we are. And they didn't know it. Verse 10 says, Egypt acted shrewdly with them. They enslaved them, and they put taskmasters over them. And so what happens? We underestimate ourselves, and then people take advantage of us. And listeners, my friends, my brothers and sisters, that God doesn't want that to be the case. He wants us to identify with him, his blessing, his ability in our lives as we relate and connect with him by faith.
Well, that's a good word for us, Nathan. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
Absolutely. Father, we approach your throne of grace once again on a new day where you have given us new mercies, new blessings, new benefits. And God, I'm praying. My hope is that we are fully embracing your goodness and your love. And Lord, I'm praying for those that have been taken advantage of. Lord, that that don't see their value, they don't see their worth. Would you just in grace meet them where they're at today? Would you lift their head? Would you encourage their hearts? Speak a blessing of favor and grace and revelation, God, over their lives today. We love you. We trust you for it. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Pastor Nathan Branham joining us from Grace Fellowship Church in Lima. And tell us about Grace Fellowship.
Yeah, Grace Fellowship Church is a wonderful body of believers. And you know what? We are really intent on embracing God in the prophetic word. And all that simply means is we really believe that God is speaking today. So that might be through a sermon. That might be through a person that just walks up to you and shares a scripture with you. But we know God is actively speaking today and inspiring his word. And that's something that we as a people try to embrace. And then I just tell you, I have to brag on my people. They're some of the kindest, most servant-minded believers that I have ever met in my life, and I have the privilege of serving. So we have a lot going on right now. VBS is in full swing. Power Up VBS is going on, and we're just really excited about it.
And if folks want to find out more information, how can they do so?
Yeah, they can do that at gfclima.com. You just go online. You don't have to register for VBS online or anything. Just show up, and we're serving dinner, and that's how they can find out about us.
And Pastor, where is Grace Fellowship Church located?
We're at 1606 West Elm Street in Lima, about a mile east of Cable Road, which is, you know, a road that most people know in Lima.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Pastor. We'll talk with you again tomorrow morning.
All right. Thanks, man. Have a great day.